The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. Michigan State hosts Central Michigan on Saturday, a noon Eastern Time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
He's on his way.
All right, thank you.
We'll take questions.
All right, we'll open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Mike DeFabo, CNHI.
Hey, Coach. I have a recruiting question for you. How do you think that social media has changed recruiting in your mind?
Well, I've seen a big change, really, since social media has evolved. I think, first of all, you're able to contact players in some respects more easily through direct message. You also see a lot of recruits putting different things out there, you know, so you have an idea of, you know, when you track them, you get a sense of who they are as people as well, or who else is involved in the recruiting process. And then on a different perspective at times, I guess you could sit there and say that it's become just like anything in social media, it gets overdone and sort of blown out, things sort of get blown out of proportion.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, along the same lines, are you doing anything to target players of this generation differently than you have in the past? You know, for example, Purdue's using popular video games that are popular among kids that age as a way to kind of entice kids and stuff like that. Are you doing anything to target specifically this different generation?
You know, we're sending graphics and personalizing graphics and things of that nature. You know, we haven't stepped into the video games yet, but good idea. We've sent a lot of personalized graphics and try and create a personal touch to our recruits.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Adam Biggers, Great Lakes Divine.
Hey, Mark. Good afternoon. Just kind of general questions as far as state of the offensive line, state of the defensive line. Obviously, D-line's been a core of your program for a long time. Where do you see the D-line going this season? And then just kind of the state of the offensive line. Seems like it's been not major shift, but there's been a little personnel change.
Yeah, from a defensive line perspective, we're playing very well. We played a lot of different players up there. We're having success. Playing very, very well against the run. Getting more and more pressure. You know, this past week especially. So playing well, and we've got young players up there, really. When you look at it, I think we have one senior up there playing for us right now. So that's a positive. On the offensive line, you know, we've been shifting people around for various reasons, injuries or et cetera, and probably have to play more consistent up there. But there's so much that goes into protection and offense, you know, and running the football. You know, it's not just that. It's the tight ends, it's the fullback, if we have one in there, it's the running back and in protection. Sometimes it's the call, you know, as well, you know, relative to what defense you've got. So there's a lot of variables, just like there are on the defensive end of the field too. So, but we probably need to be a little bit more consistent up there than we've been.
If I could follow up, you kind of went into that a little bit. I know that you're a defensive coach by trade, but you guys have had a pretty good offense for, you know, past 11 years since you've been there. Do you find it more difficult as a head coach to make those adjustments on the defensive line, or like you were mentioning, you know, with the offensive line and tight end, is it more difficult to kind of have to adjust and shuffle with the offensive line?
You know, we have great coaches here. We have coaches that have a lot of continuity here, so they've seen things come and go in terms of the different variances, in terms of what you use, you know, what type of, whether it's fundamentals or schemes that you use. So I put that in the hands of the experts in that case. So I'm always there to basically question and quality control and ask, what about this or what about that, or this is what I've seen work here or this is what I've seen work there. But ultimately, our coaches know our players and know what they can do best, and that's what we'll ask them to do, what they can do best. And really, when you get really right down to it, football is such a game of repetition that it's repetition and technique that wins for you. And I think that if you look at the reasons that when something breaks down, it's usually some type of technique thing or some type of fundamental basis of football. And so we need to continue to repeat those things and practice them daily, if that makes any sense.
No, absolutely. Appreciate your time, Mark. Thank you.
Your next question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.
Hey, Mark, you guys have had several successful fakes on your special teams over the years. I'm just wondering if your approach to that has evolved at all as there's become more data or analytics of what goes into that, or is it similar things that you've always applied as far as when to call and execute a play like that?
Well, there's a lot of data, and there's a lot of schematics that go into any particular play, and they've always got a design to them that takes advantage of something or other, if we find something or other, you know. But at the end of the day, it's about timing sometimes too. So we're always trying to make sure that we play the game straight, that we expect those things on our end, first of all, and that we do enough of it to keep people on their toes. And really, we had not faked anything for the past year, so we were due.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.